right, we're ready? Chairman Brad Holt.
Chairman Brad Holt, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We've been in executive session with legal counsel. There were no decisions reached. There is no business being brought forward as a result of that executive session. We do have one agenda item remaining from this morning, and it's an action item to consider an independent contract agreement with Danielle Willis for barber services at the SWUDC.
Thanks.
All right. So is this a boilerplate or is this new agreement?
This is new agreement.
Okay. But it could serve as a boilerplate in the future.
Yes, it could.
Okay. Very good. This is just for outside barber services. Those are my terms. I don't know if there's a better legal art term to use, yeah, but I'd call it barber services for the juvenile detention.
Yeah. And Chairman, just for clarification, so Trent, we've had agreements in the past with people that want to provide these kinds of services. This must be a new contractor, right?
Correct. And I don't know if we've actually had any written agreements for the
okay.
Past.
There.
My understanding was we did not. It was
interesting.
The individual performing barber services prior to this was an employee of our detention center.
I see.
So it was just part of her job description.
Okay.
But she has since moved on, and so we were in need of someone else. And this individual does work for the Idaho State Department of Juvenile Corrections. So she is familiar with the policies and safety procedures within a juvenile detention center. And so
oh, wow. Okay.
Be an appropriate one to
right.
That should be a
perform these services.
Yeah.
Benefit.
And I appreciate that information on the record. This is about a 5-page agreement that covers a lot of things: indemnification, insurance, safety, county standards and rules. So we have had the opportunity to review this document, and again, the legal work to have a contractual agreement. This person is not an employee of Canyon County. That's clearly stated, not entitled to benefits.
Correct.
So I am in favor of signing this. It's nice that there are people willing to, I would call it ministry, be in a position where they come in and provide those kinds of benevolent services to people in less than ideal circumstances.
I'm pleased with the amount of cost per haircut. $20 seems like a little bit towards high on the Canyon County side of haircuts, but anybody who has done contracting inside of a facility, you lose all efficiency. It takes time going in, it takes time going out, it takes time having the inmates available for your service. It is not a moneymaker. So I'm very appreciative of this person being willing to contract with the county to do this service.
Agreed. And Chairman, I move that the board signs the independent contractor agreement for barber services at the Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center. The agreement is with Danielle Willis, as
second.
Presented. Yeah.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right, I don't have any other business.
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.